During Pauli's two-month stay in Princeton in 1954, Einstein gave him a draft of a paper written by Born that touched on determinism. Pauli read it and wrote to his old boss that Einstein does not consider the concept of determinism to be as fundamental as it is frequently held to be. It was something that Einstein told him emphatically many times over the years. Einstein's point of departure is realistic rather than deterministic, explained Pauli, which means that his philosophical prejudice is a different one. By realistic, Pauli meant that Einstein assumed that electrons, for example, have pre-existing properties prior to any active measurement. He accused Born of having erected some dummy Einstein for yourself, which you then knocked down with great pomp. Surprisingly, Born, given their long friendship, had never fully grasped that what really troubled Einstein was not dice playing, but the Copenhagen interpretation's renunciation of the representation of a reality thought of as independent of observation. One possible reason for the misunderstanding may be that Einstein first said that God is not playing at dice in December 1926, when he tried to convey to Born his unease at the role of probability and chance in quantum mechanics and the rejection of causality in determinism. Pauli, however, understood that Einstein's objections went far beyond the theory being expressed in the language of probability. In particular, it seems to me misleading to bring the concept of determinism into the dispute with Einstein, he warned Born. At the heart of the problem, wrote Einstein in 1950 of quantum mechanics, is not so much the question of causality, but the question of realism. For years he had hoped that he may yet work out the quantum puzzle without having to renounce the representation of reality. For the man who discovered relativity, that reality had to be local, with no place for faster-than-light influences. The violation of Bell's inequality meant that if he wanted a quantum world that existed independently of observers, then Einstein would have had to give up locality.